Hey, welcome back. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, rolling along this Memorial Day weekend show as we pay tribute to the troops and as well as talk a little bit about what Memorial Day is and some of the traditions as we kick off the summer season. And here to help us do it once again, an old friend from way back, and I can say that now, right, Jim? And we welcome back Jim Donnelly of Hemmings. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you doing, Ron?
All right. Where are you today now? Tell us. Tell everybody.
Well, right now I'm in downtown Indianapolis at White River State Park. And the reason I'm down here is because we came down to see the parade. The reason for that being that there was nothing taking place at the track race-wise today except a lot of autograph sessions and memorabilia sales. And the buildup is going. They have three country western concerts booked there today, led by Blake Shelton, who goes on at about 5:30, I believe. And the crowds are going to be huge. So given what we're going to be facing tomorrow, we decided to give ourselves a solitude break.
Yeah, right. So, you know, who do you see in the race, Jim? Who's your favorite to win the Indy this year? Who are you picking?
You know, I'll tell you, that's been a bone of discussion or contention all month long. And the Chevrolet cars have not been as fast as the Honda Power cars. Witness last weekend when James Hinchcliffe knocked Joseph Newgarden off the pole with the very last run of the day in qualifications. You and I sit here and say, well, the Chevys are probably sandbagging. I personally have never bet against the Team Penske, especially when Elio Castroneves has a potential win on the line here. You can also look at Simon Pagenaud, who comes into the Indy 500 with three consecutive wins. And he's looked very, very strong. I still think it's going to be a titanic battle between Penske and Team Ganassi. That's my thought. There's going to be 350,000 people in that place tomorrow who probably have their own thoughts, but that's where I'm coming from now.
I can imagine. There's a legacy event going on out there this weekend, too, isn't there, Jim?
Yes, that's going to be first weekend of June. That's the SVRA Invitational takes place, and that has turned into an enormous success.
Tell us a little bit about that. What is that?
Okay. Essentially, what you have is a pro-am event that teams professional and amateur drivers in Camaros, and Al Unser Jr. is going to be in that. I believe Danny Sullivan is going to be in it. Basically a whole galaxy of names from the past that take place in this. But the unique thing is that, unlike most vintage racing events that take place on a road course, Ron, this one also involves the full 2.5-mile historic oval in Indianapolis and various class speedway cars that are going to be running out there at substantial speeds. And it was hugely successful the first year they ran it, and it's gotten better ever since. And that should be on, you know, we talk about the month of May here. May ended up being the month of June, too, before everything here is set down.
Really? Really? Well, what time? Now, the race tomorrow starts at what time? And what time do you think you have to get to the track?
Well, I can tell you exactly what I'm going to do. We're under the threat of storms right now in central Indiana. I'm probably going to get to the track by about 3 a.m. and just kind of chill out until the bomb goes off and the gates open for the spectators at 6 o'clock. The operative words are three in number. Get here early. The police have always said that if you're in Marion County by 8 a.m., they will have you in your seat in time for race time, which tomorrow is 12:17 p.m. Eastern.
Wow. So you're going to be, wait a minute, so the race starts around noon. You're going to be at the track at 3 in the morning to get in, to get in by 6 in the morning to get to your seat by noon.
I'm going to get to my parking spot and just chill out and then head inside the track. Thankfully, I'm friends with a gentleman who has been a spotter on one of the teams for many years. His name is Dave Reininger. He's from down in the Metro D.C. area. He's not spotting for anyone this year. Most of the work he's been doing has been over in the car series. And however, that said, he has a house right behind the track, and he's going to let me stay at his place in the park there. So that takes away some of the logistical problems that we're running into here, because the crowds are just so, so big.
Wow.
Yesterday was Card Day, Ron, Carburation Day, and the crowd there yesterday was bigger than it had been, for Pole Day back in the 70s.
Wow.
They had something like 190,000 people there. Granted, a lot of them came to see the Journey concert, but still, I mean, the place had been deserted not too many years in the past.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, what color shirt are you going to wear tomorrow?
Probably blue. I'll probably wear my Knoxville.
Good. You know what? I'll be home watching on TV. I'll look for you in the blue shirt. And once again, I appreciate your time. I'm Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.